Hello? Hello?
Hello, can you hear me? Hello?
Yeah,
Hello?
this is Chris.
Oh,
Hello?
you can hear me now. Okay. Yeah, I could hear you a second ago, but I don't think it's working now.
Yeah, it's working now.
Perfect. Okay. Yeah, I got your message and I wasn't aware that the photos email is not working. So I'll have the tech team look into it. But for now, you can send those photos to me. I can send you like a blank email and you can reply to it and then I'll forward it over to the tech team, okay?
Okay.
I'm sorry that you tried to do that.
Here's my other question,
Yes.
that kind of let me get to it, 'cause I'm doing all kinds of stuff.
I know, I know. I'm so sorry you had to do that. You tried so many times and it didn't go through, huh?
Yeah, it is.
Ugh.
And I hate that because when it kicks back the email, it gives you kind of this like the mail delivery subsystem mailer, it tells you it's Damon@googlemail.com, and I'm like, I don't recognize that, so it's like,
That's so weird. Yeah. So did you, which email was it you were replying to? Give me the title of it exactly so I can have them look at. Was it the one that says photos needed for optimizing your listing, or was it the one that says action needed, pictures for Google verification?
both.
Oh, both of them. Okay.
Yeah, so the
So.
first one I sent was Google verification. I sent my business card, invoice, LLC. I sent like, where did it go? Let me.
Yeah, because that one I think has a Google form, right?
Yeah, so it says, if I can find it. Okay. This would be easier. Just go. All right. So it was the one that you sent me yesterday.
Okay.
And this was, wow, it's not, now the email's not even showing.
Yeah, I don't know if it's the one I would, if I sent you one manually or if it's one that went through the system, but I'm telling my tech guy right now, I put client is on the phone and he says he's trying to send photos and it bounces back saying photos@localsplash.com is not a valid email. Okay. And then I'll put, can you fix that? I think I know what it is. I think the day before yesterday, we had a change to our email server. So they told everybody to log out and log back in, and it's been working fine for everyone. But it could be that whoever is in charge of that photos@localsplash.com didn't log out and log back in. So maybe it's going to the old server showing that it's not active when it is active. So I think
Right.
he probably just has to log out of it and log back in and it'll work. But in the meantime, I'll send you one that just says, please reply to this email with your photos, and then I'll get that over to your technician. So the one I'm sending will come exactly from my personal email at ttogafile, that's my last name, @localsplash.com.
Can I just
Okay?
send, I don't know what I'm supposed to, you said I didn't have to send all of those 7 items
Correct.
yesterday. I don't know. So what I was sending is that I got too many stuff open. One was my certificate of insurance.
Okay.
Another one was my LLC filing evidence, I guess.
Okay.
I have an EIN. I don't know if you need that. I have a beneficial ownership filing as well. And then I was going to send my, and then on the other one, I was sending my business card, invoice. I don't know what I'm doing, honestly. What's supposed to go to what?
I would just If you could, I think the most important would be the certificate of insurance, the LLC filing evidence, beneficial ownership, and your business card, and a invoice if you have one.
Okay. That's what I had on this one.
Perfect.
So
okay.
Let me send that to you.
Yeah, I just sent. Did you get the email I just sent you? It says,
yes,
please.
I'm gonna send that to you first. Really, I want to make sure that you get it while you're on the line.
Perfect. Yeah, that's the way to do it.
There's the beneficial. I'm just gonna send you everything on my LLC, and y'all can choose which ones y'all want to use.
Yep. And then that way they'll have everything in your file so that when Google needs it for the verification, we'll already have proof like, hey, this is a valid business in the Tyler area, and that verification will go smoothly. So that's perfect.
Okay, so now when I send this, it says encrypted attachment warning. But there's nothing encrypted on this.
I wonder if, and I'm not a technician, but I wonder if the file is too large or something, because I had some, I got your email. Let me just see what it has. Oh, it has everything on here. It has 6 attachments.
Okay. That's,
okay.
That's weird.
So good. The good thing, I see that. Encrypt, when I hover over it, it says encrypted attachment warning. Be careful with this attachment. Message.
Which one was that one for? Was that for the invoice?
It just shows under all 6 of them. I don't know if it'll show me.
They're not encrypted.
So weird. Yeah, what I'll do is I'll just save them onto our server and send them over to the technician that way. So if, you know, something was encrypted, it probably would be okay once it's saved on our server, but that's just really weird that it says that. But again, that's just a warning. They're wanting to make sure that before I open it, that you know that something strange doesn't happen. So I wouldn't worry about it. Whatever, you know, maybe it was whatever software you used to, you know, copy the invoice or something. But yeah, I won't worry about it because the technicians will be really good at figuring that out.
I sent you the other one was I just sent the insurance for optimization is what it was saying, but I don't think I need to send anything else as far as photos, do I?
I don't think so. This looks perfect to me. This is more than enough to have on file to submit to Google because, again, all Google wants to know, they don't even care if you have a license and insurance and all that. They just want to know that you're a valid business in the area. So, you know, the only other thing that's on there that you didn't send is the picture of the work vehicle with the license plate. But I don't even think you need that because usually that's an alternate method if somebody doesn't have, you know, a business registration or something, then they'll send the work vehicle. But I don't even think you need that.
Yeah, and my work vehicle is not, I don't have any advertising of my company on it yet. I'm actually in the process of getting the vinyl done all over it. So
It doesn't have to be branded. All they want to see is that it's a Texas license plate. They want to know that you're a valid business in Tyler, right? So if you send over a work vehicle and it has, you know, a Florida license plate or something, then they might say, we don't know if this is like a real business in Texas, right? So Google's just trying to protect you as a small business from a large corporation that would try to do something like that and come into the Tyler area and steal clients without actually having a business there. You know, sometimes those type of companies will like outsource, you know, and they'll have someone in Tyler that can do work, but they're not actually there. So that's all that Google is trying to make sure, because if you recall, Google also does pay-per-click advertising for those big corporations, and they can advertise from outside of the area into Tyler or anywhere they want to go, but it's expensive, and, you know, Google makes a lot of money, you know, running ads for those types of companies. So, you know, in the long run, it's a good thing that, you know, they ask for these types of things because that way it solidifies to them that you can actually be published in the local map section there in Tyler, and that's the highest revenue generating section online, you know?
Okay.
Yeah. So I'm so sorry that you experienced that, Chris. Yeah, but I did receive everything, so I'll send that over. And do you have any other questions for me now? Because if not, you could always reach out to me, and if I'm on the other line like I just was a second ago, I'll always call you back as soon as I see that I missed it, you know?
I added the Facebook, the access to Facebook, because she told me that's what they would need.
Okay, good.
Okay, so that is What is this account review?
Photos.
Oh, Lauren Majan from Local Flash.
I think she's the one that did your client interview, right?
Yeah, okay, that's what that is. All right, so
yeah,
I've got so many emails from Local Flash. I'm trying to get through all of them.
I know, we're pretty thorough, but it makes it frustrating when you're looking for a specific one. You're like, which one is it? Because I think they've already sent you 11 emails since you've been working with us. So
yeah. I'm trying to figure out which, because I'm just going to delete those two because those were the ones that didn't go through.
Oh, guess what? I just tried to forward it to support and to photos, and I got that same error message, which is good because now I can screenshot it and send it to the technician to fix. Again, I think he just needs to log out of that email server and then go back in, and it'll work, but it's a good thing. So the support one went through, but the one at the photos didn't go through. So now I have a copy of the error message.
Okay, so when I go to access my dashboard, it's saying to upload photos. I did my logo, and I also did a banner.
On the dashboard, right?
On the dashboard. But then there's, like, business photos and business videos. Is the business photos, are those, like, my jobs that I've done?
Correct. So if you have any before and after photos or anything like that, you can put them on here. And if their photos you're going to upload are the ones that are already on the Facebook, then don't even waste your time putting them here because we'll do that for you automatically. We'll pull the pictures off. Yeah.
All my photos are done on Facebook. So I put them all on Facebook when I do them. So.
Okay. Yeah. So, I mean, you can upload them here if you want to. If you have, you know, a couple of seconds, you can do it. But if you don't worry. I already put a note in here that for the site creation that they would pull the photos off of the Facebook for your website. So they'll already automatically be doing that.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm not sure. On the payment method, she did ask me on the website if I wanted to have them be able to pay their invoices and stuff.
Yeah.
I use Marquette for all my invoicing, and they usually pay through that. But I do want it to be able to pay on the website as well, but I don't know if that can be – if those two can be interactive with each other.
So she said we don't she was have gonna find a link out. For Marquette. But what we can do is like a PayPal or a Visa or a MasterCard or if you have a Square or anything like that. But keep in mind, sometimes people don't like that because, you know, those sources, they'll charge a little 2% or 3% fee in order to, you know, we don't charge to put the link on there, but they will through those. So some people say, hey, I'd rather save that 2 or 3%, and you know. But I can ask them if they can put a link to your Marquette because you say that one already you're using, right?
Well, I'm using it, but the reason why I say connect to Marquette is because of the invoices. So if we put being able to pay on the website that you guys are building, how are they going to know what to pay if it doesn't give them the bill?
So it would, like, let's say, for instance, you go out and you bid on a job and they hire you and you say, okay, I can start the job next Wednesday, but I want a, you know, deposit to get started or something, and go ahead and go to my website and you can submit the deposit there. So they can go in and let's say whatever you agree on. I want a $150 deposit or I want a third of what the job is or whatever. Whatever you agree on, they can select how much they're paying and how to pay you. It'll say, do you want to use PayPal or Visa or MasterCard? And then they select it, put their billing information in, and then it will charge it and then go to your bank account through whatever method you have signed up, if it's a PayPal or if it's a Square or whatnot. You know what I mean?
No, I understand that. I just don't understand. Because when I send them an estimate through Marquette.
Okay.
If they agree to the estimate, then it goes into an invoice.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And depending on the job, there's some that is like I do a material deposit. They can pay it through Marquette. It goes directly to my account. And then they have a remaining balance. So if they go, well, I don't want to pay through Marquette, I want to pay through your website, how are they going to know what that remaining balance is?
Oh, I see. So you want them to be able to see the invoice and what it has been applied.
Yeah, so they would, so
like
in
real
time.
They would log on.
Mm-hmm. They'd go to my website and they're a customer. They'd hit mm-hmm. customer whatever and they'd sign in. They'd have a sign in and it would bring up their invoice and they can go pay invoice. And not only would it pay it, but it also close it out in Marquette.
I don't think our system is set up to do that, but
okay.
let me actually ask the web development department if that is possible, and if it is, I'll have them, you know, get in contact with you for the Marquette software link, and excuse me, and then also to set that up. But I think ours is pretty basic, where they could just go in there and select the amount that they're paying and how they're paying, and it would go to you. It doesn't actually have like an invoice in real time, you know.
Right.
I'll also see if I can send you a sample site that has the payment integration on it, just so that you can kind of poke around on it and look at it a little bit and see how that works, you know.
Okay.
I think this one has it, morganelectric.com. Let me just look at it. And if it does, I'll send it to you so you could look at it. If not, I'll find one that has a sample so that you can look at it. Oh, no, this doesn't have it. Okay, I'll find one that has the payment integration that's a sample, just so that you can look at it, and then I'll ask the web development team if that's possible, okay?
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't think it is, but I will ask them.
Yeah, photos@splash.com is not working.
Yeah, he's replying to me, at OJ. Please test it yourself. So the error that popped up for me when I
mm-hmm.
typed in the photos@localsplash.com just to test it, it says address not found, your message wasn't delivered to photos@localsplash.com, but local
right.
is spelled L-O-C-L-A splash. So he told me, oh, it's a typo. That's why it didn't go through. But when I looked at my email receipt, I did send it correctly. I put photos@local, L-O-C-A-L splash.com. So it wasn't an error in the way that I typed it. So
So what's happening? I bet you when you go into where it says, you know, to upload your photos and you reply to that email, when you hit reply, they may have that email, their email address automatically put in there spelled wrong.
Oh, like an autofill. That's probably what it is. It's an autofill. Okay.
Yeah.
Either way, he's like one of those techie guys and he'll figure it out. I just told him to look into it for me, you know, and kind of test it himself, because I typed it incorrectly and it didn't go through. So let's see if, you know, he figures it out. But in the meantime, any photos that you need to send, either upload them through the dashboard or send them over to me, and then I will forward them to the appropriate department, okay?
Okay.
That'll work.
All
right.
I'm good with everything. If y'all need anything else, if I'm done with everything, if I'm missing something, y'all let me know, right?
Yeah, absolutely. We will communicate with you, and somebody like you, Chris, being that you've been so responsive to us already, I'll tell you that you're going to do phenomenally well with this program, because, you know, sometimes we reach out to a client and say, hey, we need X, Y, or Z, and then they don't get back to us, and we call again, and they don't get back to us, and we call again, and pretty soon a couple of weeks goes by, and we know that you're busy, and for someone like you with a newborn and you're running a business, we don't expect you to drop everything and call us instantaneously, right? But if you just get back to us in a timely manner, then everything will go smoothly.
Okay.
Make sense?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, good. All right, well, good. Well, you reach out to me if you need anything else, but for now we
have
everything.
I have one other question.
Sure.
I have one more question. Facebook ads. So she said something about that you guys would be doing, they needed access to my Facebook page to be able to run ads. do y'all charge me for those ads?
No, the ads are already included in the package. So that budget that we use to run Facebook, we take that out of the money that you paid us and we send it to Facebook. So you don't ever pay more than $249 per month. Now, some people do very, very well with the Facebook ads and they say, hey, you know, I see on my invoice that $100 went to Facebook ads, but I want to increase it to $200 or $300 because I did very well. You could do that if you wanted to. But if not, the Facebook ads, which is the $100 budget each month, every time you pay us, we take that off the top and we send it to Facebook and that's included in your package.
So I'm looking at the agreement here, and the first one, the product includes, mm-hmm. I know there was a $49 setup. You reduced the price to $149 instead of $199. Mm-hmm. Shows the Facebook ads. Call tracking is zero and my site is zero. But then it says monthly after, it goes back to $199.
Oh, you know what? That was an error on my part. When I put in the promo code that my director gave me, I forgot to update it in the second spot, but I corrected it on this end. It does say that you're in that $249. So what I'll do is I'll send you a screenshot of your next invoice that would happen on August 10th, just so that you can see that it's correct on this end. So, and if you click on billing in your dashboard, you'll also see that your local bundle is $149 and your Facebook ads are $100. So I did catch that. It was a human error, not, you know, a system error because I didn't put the promo code in two spots. But here, I'll send you a copy of your next invoice so that you can see that it's already been taken care of. So.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Don't worry about that. I already caught it, thankfully, but I'm happy that you brought it up just in case I didn't, you know?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. So let me just real quickly here, I'll send you a copy of the invoice and then you will be good to go. So. Copy of your invoice. It's fun to manually do things. Everything in this day and age is automated, right? It's so easy to just hit a button and then these automated ones go out, but it's always good to do it this way. So I just got to copy the screenshot and send it to you so that you can see it. Do you know how to get to the billing page in the dashboard? If not, I can show you too real quick since you're on the phone.
Yeah, I just clicked the link on one of these that said to go to your dashboard.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. And then let me go to that real quick. Let me get to Access Dashboard. All right, so it'd be billing info. Clicked on that.
Mm-hmm. Does it show you your next invoice? But if not, that's the copy that I sent you. But the invoice number is I841935. It's scheduled for August 10th because it's a month-to-month program, and it's showing for $249 because I already fixed that error.
Well, I'm in the business info, but I don't see anything.
Let me look here. Hold on. If I go
invoices.
It might not show it. That's why I'm asking, but I sent it to you manually, but I just want to see on my end if I can access it. So if I go into business info, oh, it would be at, do you see anywhere, where your initials are in a circle? Typically, if you're on a desktop or a laptop, it'll be in the upper right hand corner. It'll say CR.
Okay.
If you hover over that account, yeah, click on account settings. And then click on billing. Yep. Yeah. And so that next invoice, it's already set at $249 because I fixed it for you.
Now I can use this for a write-off too, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. That's why we send you and we store the invoices here on your dashboard. So that 710 invoice, if you click on that 841934, you can print it out at the end of the year for tax purposes. It's a business expense. So you can definitely write it off.
So I can just print out each invoice and use it as a, okay.
Exactly. Yep. Yep. Yeah, that's why, like, it, towards the end of the year, it, anywhere from, like, October to December, we get flooded with people calling, trying to sign up, and sometimes we don't have availability, sometimes we do, but they all want to use their write-off, you know, for the current year rather than waiting till January, and then they have to wait a whole nother year to, you know, write it off. So they're all trying
to
sign up, yeah, towards the end of the year so they get that little tax break, you know? So, yep, great question. So, okay,
yeah,
well, good. I'm happy I was able to kind of show you that. And, yeah, I apologize I didn't get that corrected fast enough when I got those two promo codes, but I'm happy that I caught it before, you know, it came into a situation where it would charge you for $299 next month because you're grandfathered into that rate, so it'll never go up for you, okay?
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
That'll work.
Okay. All right. Well, have a lovely rest of your day, Chris, and if you have any other questions, feel free to reach out to me, okay?
All right. Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you. Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.